Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He made it very clear. Illa tansuruhu faqad nasarahu Allah. And this is a moment to remember, if he did not support Muhammad, well, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will support Muhammad. Illa tansuruhu faqad nasarahu Allah. If he did not support Muhammad, Allah Azza wa Jal will support Muhammad. If he did not stand by Muhammad, Allah Azza wa Jal will stand by Muhammad. And the same thing goes. If you do not want to support your Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah will support them. And if you do not want to stand by them, Allah will stand by them. This is the moment that you really show yourself, are you a genuine Muslim or not? And yes, we are far away, maybe to lend a big hand or do something. So, something that I feel maybe more comfortable to do. But ikhwani, you're in a moment that you can do something. And there's a lot that you can do for the sake of Allah and for the sake of Islam. And the first thing that you need to do is to change yourself. To change yourself and to have that thought and worry of all Muslims around the world. This concern that some of us never ever had in their lives. Maybe some of us, their concern is the woman they're going to be with tomorrow. Or the dollar they're going to have in their pockets. Or the car they're going to be driving. Or the friends they're going to be going out with. And no concern howsoever on any Muslim. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, who does not carry the concerns of the Muslims, he is not from them. You want to be part of this great nation, you need to carry a concern. And that concern does not come if you do not have concern on Islam itself. So the first thing I'll call you upon to do is to change yourself. Change yourself. Change yourself from within. Have the love of a Muslim. Think the way a Muslim thinks. Act the way a Muslim acts. Behave the way a Muslim behaves. Have the thoughts of a Muslim. And have the concern of your Muslim brothers and sisters. And do not occupy yourself with irrelevant things that would not take you to anywhere. You'll find that this time and era, people, Muslims within themselves, occupy themselves in accusing each other who is on the right path and who is on the wrong path. In a moment where the Muslims are getting attacked from all around the world. And this is exactly what the non-believers and the enemies of Islam want. Muslims to be occupied with themselves. You pray the proper way. I pray the proper way. You go to the right mosque. I go to the wrong mosque. This, that. This is exactly what the non-Muslims and the enemies of Islam want us to occupy ourselves with. To forget the concern of your Muslim brothers somewhere else. Occupy yourself with relevant things, my brothers and sisters. What's benefit to Islam and Muslims? Occupy yourself to what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Care about everyone that says La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Regardless which mosque they pray in. Regardless which center they pray in. Regardless which imam they follow. Regardless in which way they pray. Regardless in which school they come from. Care about everyone that says La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is when you prove yourself a true Muslim. Care about everyone that utters the word of Islam. Care about everyone that utters the Shahada. This is your true concern to Islam and Muslims. And the second thing is, my brothers, is the minimal thing that we could do is financially contribute to them. They're in a state that's been locked and they've been put under siege oppressively and aggressively, unjustly. Why? Because they say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Wallahi, ikhwan, it's all because of that. Forget about everything else. This whole thing is because they say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. This is all because they testify, the testification of truth is, it's La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Not anything else. What you hear on the media, or this propaganda, is just lies. It's just false to deviate people and think something else. The truth is, this is a war not on Palestinians. This is a war not on Hamas. This is a war not on the people of Gaza. This is the war on everyone that says La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. This is a war that for everyone that says La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And a true Muslim sympathizes and feels that sorrow and grief towards his Muslim brothers and sisters. Each one of us should feel that each Muslim that's been falling every single day, that's his family. The way you feel sorry and you feel upset and sad about one of your family members or losing one of your family members, you should feel the same towards every Muslim that's been falling dead and injured there. Because, ikhwani, this is an attack on the word of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And if we're not going to stand by it, then who? And if we're not going to support it, then who? And for that, the minimal contribution that you could do now here is financially support them. Financially support them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make an easy way to reach to them that money. Financially support them. Spend what you can for them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For your own brothers, for your own sisters. Show some sympathy, some care, that you really care about the state of the Muslims by financially supporting them, even if it's a dollar. To support a Muslim, or to support or to give something in the path of Allah, Allah did not say if you don't have more than $100, then pay. You could support them with a dollar. You could support them with $10. You could support them with $100. You could support them with $1,000. You could get around your family, friends, and you could get around your own friends and your own family and collect $10 from me and 15 and 20 and 50 and collect it together and send it anywhere that you think you could send that money. And today you have a group of brothers here, brothers standing outside also collecting money to send it through the right people to them. This is a small contribution. And the last contribution, ikhwani, and not least, is your constant dua. The dua. This dua is the weapon of the believers. The weapon of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Allah azza wa jal gave victory to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, when he was outnumbered by the non-believers 50 times. When he was outnumbered by the non-believers in the battle of Badr. And when he was outnumbered by the non-believers in the battle of Ahzab. And when the companions were outnumbered in many of the battles, like the battle of Qadisiyah and other battles. Their weapon, their strength was through the dua. The dua, the supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That dua that you sincerely ask Allah to save your Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world. And especially in Gaza right now at this time and era. And for Allah to give them victory over their enemies. And for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destroy the enemies of Islam. This is the minimal contribution that you should be contributing right now. Try and financially contribute and make dua for them during the day and night. Maybe a sincere dua from a sincere brother and sister could be the opening for these brothers and sisters that have been oppressively and aggressively treated. So make dua for them. And constantly make dua for them. And don't forget to ikhwani, the change begins from us. The change begins from me, from you. The change begins when we change ourselves. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah does not change the state of a nation until that nation changes itself. So if we want that change to appear on us and to feel that change, we need to start within ourselves. We need to start within ourselves. And I say to every single brother and sister listening to this lecture, start making a change within yourself. And you see the change that Allah Azza wa Jalla will make around you. Start making that change within yourself. That change, instead of carrying the concerns of this world, carry the concerns of the hereafter. Instead of carrying the concerns of your customers, or who's coming to you or not, carry the concerns of your Muslim brothers and sisters. Instead of carrying the concerns of that dollar, carry the concerns of that bullet that's hitting your Muslim brothers and sisters. Start within yourselves. We start within ourselves, ikhwani. We need to make a change. And then we'll see a great change happening within us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us and to make us from those who listen and hear and act upon what they listen and hear. Inshallah, ikhwani, as I mentioned, we'll all stand up to perform janazah prayer for those innocent Muslims, brothers and sisters and shuhada and martyrs who have been killed oppressively, asking Allah Azza wa Jal to grant them the paradise. So all stand up and line up. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed janazah prayer absent on the Najashi when he passed away. So it is from the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam to pray on a janazah, even the actual corpus or the actual dead body is not here. have the intention that you're praying on those dead people who passed away in Gaza. You read after the first takbirah, Surah Al-Fatiha, after the second takbirah, is Salat Al-Ibrahimiyyah, the same Salat Ibrahimiyyah that you do in your prayer. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, to the end of the Salat Al-Ibrahimiyyah. In the third takbirah, you make dua for the Muslims. This is the dua of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you don't know it, just say, Allah maghfir lahum, Allah marhamhum, or Allah forgive them, or Allah have mercy on them. And in last takbirah, make dua for all the Muslims. So have intentions and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give victory to them. Stawi, alhamni, alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم الله أكبر اللهم اغفر لحيينا ميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحيتنا منا في أحد الإسلام والإيمان إيمان اللهم اغفر لهم ارحمهم وعافهم وعافهم وكرم وزنهم وصلنا 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 الله أكبر اللهم لا تحرمنا أجرهم ولا تفتنا بعدهم واغفر لنا ولهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في غزة يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرهم على أعدائهم يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم دمرهم يا الله اللهم دمرهم يا الله اللهم دمرهم يا الله اللهم دمرهم يا الله والله ask you to give victory to our Muslim brothers and sisters يا الله Ya Allah, we ask you to give them victory all around the world, in particular in Gaza right now, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they've been fought against oppressively, Ya Allah. They've been fought against unjustly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them victory over their enemies. Ya Allah, destroy 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 them the way you destroyed them before, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, destroy them the way you destroyed them before, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, destroy them the way you destroyed them before, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it's not hard on you to destroy them, so destroy them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy on our Muslim brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy on Muslim brothers and sisters in Gaza, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy on Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy on them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them victory over their enemies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them victory over their enemies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them victory over their enemies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, destroy the enemies of Islam. Ya Allah, destroy the enemies of Muslims. Ya Allah, destroy the enemies of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Ya Allah, change our lives, Ya Allah. Change our life towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change our conditions to what pleases you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change our condition to what pleases Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, make us better Muslims. Ya Allah, make us better believers. Ya Allah, make us better Muslims. Ya Allah, make us better believers. Ya Allah, use us to uphold this religion of yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us true believers like the Prophet and the companions, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Ya Allah, forgive us. Have mercy on us. Grant us the paradise and grant us victory, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wa al-tuqa wa al-afafa wa al-ghina. Nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu abduka wa nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم انت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله